Grace, mercy, and peace to you in the name of Jesus, our Savior, who was crucified for us and all of our sins, dear fellow redeemed. The text for our meditation and application to our daily walk of faith on this Good Friday is taken from the gospel reading we read just a few minutes earlier, the Gospel of John, chapter 19. We'll read the last verse from that gospel reading, verse 30. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." Then bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. These are the words of our Lord. Let us pray. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Do you know what the two words Alpha and Omega mean? They are the first and the last letters of the Greek alphabet. They are like R, A, and Z in our alphabet. Did you know that those two Greek letters and those two Greek words are part of one of the names for Jesus? In the very end of the Bible, Revelation chapter 22, our Savior Jesus applies these names to himself. He says, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last." What does that name mean? And why is it such a name of wondrous love for our Savior? The Alpha and the Omega, the A and the Z. Well, let's use an illustration from everyday life. You have probably gotten one of these at your door before, and you probably are familiar with this logo. It's one of the most recognizable and one of the largest companies in the world. This is, of course, the logo for Amazon. If you see a package like this at your door, you know this is the symbol for Amazon. But did you know in a previous version of their logo, they used to have the company name above this smile with an arrow, and what they were intending was that this smile would start at the A and point to the Z. It was a subtle way of telling people, we have everything from A to Z. Now, in a few years, Amazon might actually have everything from A to Z. But is it possible that a company, a business like Amazon, and they're not the first to claim that or use that as a slogan, is it possible that any company, even one as large as Amazon, could have everything you need from A to Z? The answer is, of course not. But how about when Jesus refers to himself as the A to the Z, the Alpha and the Omega? Does he truly have everything we need? And the answer, of course, is yes. That's true. It is wonderfully true. Jesus has it all. He has everything we need for this life and the next, from A to Z, from the beginning to the end. He is all sufficient. He is all we need for this life, for salvation, for eternal life in heaven. His powerful and familiar words from the cross reflected this. In just three words in our language and only one word in the Greek, he cried out, "It is finished." The Greek word there is tetelestai. The gospel writers tell us that Jesus did not whisper these words either. That's the reason he had taken that sour wine to wet his throat, to get his vocal cords ready. He was about to cry out his final words from the cross. Part of those final words was this cry, "It is finished." He wanted all who were there to hear them. And the Holy Spirit had the Apostle John record these words of Jesus so that everyone could read them. These are the most important words in history, after all. It is finished. What is finished? What is the "it" of which Jesus spoke from the cross? Was he referring to his agony and his pain? Were these words of Jesus simply words of relief as he welcomed death and said goodbye to all the torture, the torment, and the pain he'd been enduring on the cross? No doubt there was relief in Jesus' words, but more importantly, there was victory. These are not just the words of a man who is surrendering to death, but these are the words of a soldier who has conquered in the battle. They are the words of a Savior whose mission was now fully accomplished. They are the words of the Alpha and the Omega, whose all-sufficient work for our salvation had been completed. That is the it that was finished. Not a single sin in that mountain load of sins that was on his back was left unpaid. From the very first sinner to the very last, there was no one whose guilt his shed blood had not covered. No payment was left to be made. It is finished. In fact, the ancient Greeks wrote this word that Jesus cried from the cross, tetelestai. They would put that on tax bills to show that they were paid in full. It's another way of seeing that word or translating that word. On Calvary, of course, Jesus did not use a stamp to tell us that our sins were paid in full. He used the crimson ink of his blood on that bill of sin that we had run up before God. It is finished. It is paid in full. In these words, we have the summary of our salvation. In these words, Jesus' wondrous love for us and all people is clearly shown. Because of these words, we have the peace of knowing what Paul expresses in Romans chapter 8, when he says, "There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." Later in that chapter, he says, "Who is the one who condemns? Christ Jesus, who died and more than that, was raised to life, is the one who is at God's right hand and who is also interceding for us." The story is told of a man who came to the pastor and asked him rather sarcastically, "What must I do to be saved, Pastor?" Knowing that this man wasn't serious, the pastor answered, "It's too late." The man got a little anxious and asked again a little bit more seriously. He said, "No, seriously, Pastor, what must I do to be saved?" And again, the pastor answered him, "It's too late." But then he added, "It's already been done." Thank God that we know our salvation is all done. It is finished. Once again, we gather on this Good Friday at the foot of Jesus' cross. We see with our eyes of faith and in our mind's eye, we see him dying there. And by that death, he has taken away the sting of death for us. Taken away our fear of death by the forgiveness he won for us on that cross. There's now nothing to fear when our last day comes. Instead, we see Jesus showing us how to die. Now, unlike us, Jesus didn't die because he had to. He died because he wanted to. Earlier in the same Gospel of John, John records these words of Jesus. He says, "I lay down my life so that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have the authority to lay it down, and I have the authority to take it up again." The last half of our text illustrates this. It tells us that Jesus, then bowing his head, gave up his spirit, went to his death willingly. Luke's gospel records his final words, in which he entrusted his soul to his heavenly Father when he cried out, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Because of Jesus' death, because of his resurrection, you and I can do the same when our life is finished. Now, no, we cannot control when or how we will die. But when our end comes, we can peacefully commend our souls into the loving hands of the one who is the beginning and the end, our beginning and our end, the one who will cradle us in his loving arms and carry us to the place that he's prepared for us in heaven, carry us to our true home. Because of our all-sufficient Savior and his wondrous love, that true home for us will be heaven. So no, Amazon doesn't actually have everything from A to Z. And no store or business, no matter how large, that's ever claimed to have everything from A to Z has ever actually had everything from A to Z, nor will they ever. But when Jesus says, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last," we can take him at his word. Jesus has everything. The Bible tells us that for in Jesus all things were created, in heaven and on earth, things seen and unseen, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and all things hold together in him. In Jesus we also have everything. Everything we need for this life, for our salvation, for heaven. Nothing needs to be added. Nothing more needs to be done. Jesus proved it on the cross. He proved it and guaranteed it for us by his cross. It is finished. Hallelujah. Amen. Please rise. And that peace of God which passes all understanding will keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.